Good morning, boys and girls. I'm glad you came to Sabbath school and church this morning. Did anyone bring their Bible this morning?
No.
Well, how can I have one of you read a Bible verse for me if you didn't bring your Bible? This is what I read in my Bible. I read this in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25. It says, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." Do you know that there are some decisions we can make in life that could seem like it's the right decision, but it would lead to death? That's what my Bible tells me. I brought some things this morning. There's a picture that we have up here. Who likes mice?
Me.
Do you like to have them running across the floor in your bedroom at nighttime?
Yes.
Do you like to have them in your food closet, chewing up and getting into bags of food in your closet? Do you like them in the food closet? Do you like to open up the cupboard and you get a pot or a pan out of the cupboard and you find mouse doo-doo in the pan?
Yeah.
Do you like that?
No.
No, I don't like those things very much. But I brought some things with me to show you, because there are things that mice like to eat. Do you know that? Well, here are some things, you see, because I don't really like mice. If they're out in the field, out in the hay field, they're okay out there. But I don't like to have them in the house. I don't like to have them in my pots and pans. I don't like to have them eating my food. I don't like to pull a pair of shoes out of my closet and find the shoe full of cat food. How did the cat food get there? Because the cat dish is way over in the laundry room. There was somebody carrying one piece of cat food at a time in the nighttime and sneaking it and hiding it in my shoe. Well, so I actually have things like this that I put in the food closet. And I have found that mice, they really like to eat those.
Raisins.
They really like them. So sometimes when I'm using this trap in the kitchen cupboards, I'll just stick a raisin and I'll squish it right in there. And then the mouse comes, I set the trap, and the mouse comes and it sees the raisin. Sometimes I use this. Yeah, I find that mice, they really seem to like peanut butter too. And then what happens to them when they start eating the raisin or the peanut butter? Yep, and then they're not making a mess in my cupboard. But I wanted to tell you of a very unusual experience that I had with a mouse, because there's something of all the things that mice get into, there's one place that I don't like them getting into, and there's something that they really, really like to eat more than anything else that I know of.
Cheese.
No.
What's that?
Do you know what that is?
Nuts.
Do you know what that is?
Nuts.
No? Who knows what this is?
Cat food with nuts.
Who knows what that is?
Corn. I think that's corn.
That is corn. This is horse grain. Horse grain, and it's got molasses in it. And in my tack room, where I have a lot of expensive saddles and bridles and various things for horses that are made out of leather, I can't have mice in there, because you know what they do? They will chew up the tack, they will chew up stuff underneath the saddle, they will ruin things, and they climb into my grain barrel because they like the grain really, really well. So I have another picture I want to show to you of a grain barrel that I used to have in my tack room. And it was a big, big barrel, and I used to keep my grain in it. And I would fill this barrel up with grain, and it would be full of grain, and it had a little metal cover on the top of it. And that usually kept the mice out, and I would use up the grain, and then I would buy more grain, and I'd put grain in. And sometimes in the morning when I would go to put my hand in with a scoop to get grain to put in a bucket to give to the horse, I'd have a mouse run right up my arm. And I didn't expect that. And of course, it would always make me scream. Well, one year, I moved my horses to a different farm. I moved them, and I left that big barrel in the tack room in the barn that I used to have them in. And it had just a little bit of grain way down in the bottom. Now, the top of the barrel, it probably stood just about this high. You know, it's a big round barrel like this, and the cover wasn't on tight. And way down at the ground was about this much grain, just a little bit of grain. And you know, I didn't even realize what was going to happen until it happened. But while no one was there in that barn, and there was nobody going in and out of the tack room, and there was no horses in that barn, all summer long, there were mice that came up, and they crawled up on the top of that barrel, and they must have smelled the sweet grain down in the bottom of that barrel, and they peeked over, and they looked down in, and they thought, oh, this is going to be like heaven. Like, look at that grain down there. For one mouse, you know, to have that much barrel, that big around, with like this much grain in the bottom. Oh, that mouse thought, oh, I got to get in there. This is going to be like heaven. It's going to be so sweet. Do you know there are things that men and women like to do, and they think it's going to be so sweet? And I thought, oh, there's got to be a spiritual lesson in this. You know, that mouse, he thinks that it's going to be the most wonderful place. And you know, he jumps down in that barrel, and you know what happens? He starts eating all the grain because it tastes so good. And then he can't get out because it's way down deep in the barrel. And there's no water. After the mouse ate a whole bunch of grain, there's no water. And so all summer long, what was happening is one mouse after another, and you know, they didn't look in. And I thought, that's got to be the way it is with men and women and boys and girls. You know, there's something that you might want to do that you might think is okay, but God has said not to do it. And you might look and you might see somebody else has already died doing it, but you don't even pay attention to that. Or you might see somebody got hurt really bad doing it, and you don't even pay attention to that. So one mouse after another kept jumping in that barrel. And so by the time I came to the barn and I opened up that barrel, I had this little neighbor boy with me. His name was Hal. He was 7 years old, and he was with me that day. And I opened up the grain barrel, and it was full of mice. And they were all dead, except for one. And there was one mouse. And now I've already told you that I don't like mice in my tack room. But the strangest thing happened that day. This little boy, Hal, he looked in that barrel and he saw that one live mouse when all of the rest of them had died in this trap. And he pleaded. This little boy, Hal, pleaded with me. He pleaded and he pleaded and he pleaded with me. Don't let that mouse die. Let that mouse go. Would you plead for the life of a mouse? Hal wouldn't take no for an answer. I wanted the mouse to just die. It was stupid enough to jump in there with all the rest of them. I don't want it eating my tack. But you know, I couldn't turn away from Hal. He pleaded so for the life of that mouse that I finally took the whole barrel and I took it very far away from my barn. And I tipped it sideways, and I let that one mouse get out. And you know, I thought about this experience, boys and girls, and I thought about us as people and brothers and sisters. You know, sometimes people will want to do something, and they'll think, oh, this is so sweet. This is going to be so wonderful. It's going to be like heaven. And all of a sudden, they find themselves trapped, and they can't get out. And they're dying, and people are dying around them. And there might be just one left who hasn't died, who's gotten into that trap. And if you found, and if you knew of that brother or sister or friend, if you knew that they were trapped in sin and they were about to die, would you plead for their life? You know, I read in my Bible, one other place I read that's very, very important, and it's found in the book of James. And this is what it says. It says, pray for one another. Pray for one another. Because someday, someone that you love, or maybe somebody that you don't even know, you may see that they are trapped in sin. And they didn't even know they was going to get trapped. They thought they were going to be in a wonderful place, enjoying themselves and having fun. And you see that they're trapped and they're going to die. You need to pray for them. And you need to plead with Jesus for their life, just like my little neighbor boy, Hal, pleaded for the life of that little mouse. So every time you see a mouse, boys and girls, every time you see a mouse, I want you to remember to pray for your friends and for people who are trapped, just like a mouse can get trapped. Okay, thank you for listening to my story. You can go back to your seat and be sure to pick up the offering baskets.